This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
For decades, Pennsylvania taxpayers have been paying the salaries and benefits for teachers who don't set foot in the classroom, but rather spend their days doing work for their labor union. They are known as ghost teachers, and taxpayers in the Allentown School District objected. Now the union has agreed to end the practice. The Fairness Center handled the case, and we have with us the president and general counsel of the Fairness Center, David Osborne. David, the term ghost teacher probably conjures up image of something that occurs at Halloween in school districts, but this has a much more serious meaning to it than that. Can you tell us what you mean by the term ghost teacher?
Yeah, in classrooms all across our country, but particularly here in Pennsylvania, up until very recently, there were a number of people who should be working as teachers in our public schools, but you wouldn't find them in the public school. They're getting paid as if they were there. They're getting salary and benefits and pension credits as if they were teaching in the school, but they're not there. Where are they? They're working full-time for public sector unions as presidents, vice presidents, treasurers, other officials.
Is this, or has this in the past, been a widespread practice among school districts across Pennsylvania?
Yep, sure has been, yeah. What happened very recently is that the Fairness Center was contacted by some folks who'd had enough of this. They're taxpayers in the Allentown area who knew it was going on and who knew that the taxpayers were paying for it, reached out to us, and we filed a lawsuit for them back in 2016 over this issue, and it had some immediate effects, all positive. One, the school district had to reassess its practice, which we call ghost teaching. The pension system also immediately revoked pensions for these teachers, the pensions that they earned while they were working, not for the school, but full-time for the unions. And then the unions agreed to reimburse school districts for the costs of this practice going forward. In other words, they still wanted their union officials to be former teachers, but they didn't make the taxpayers foot the bill.
I was going to say, this sounds to me like taxpayers are paying the cost of administering labor unions.
Well, that's exactly what was happening. And this isn't just a school district problem. I'll say I think this is probably part of the collective bargaining process throughout Pennsylvania and other sectors. But at least this case caused the public sector unions in Pennsylvania to reconsider that.
So the end result was the practice has largely ended without having to be fully adjudicated in the court system?
Well, yeah, it's almost as an immediate result. Like I said, a lot of these folks, the union started to reconsider this practice. But I'll tell you why we're talking about this case now, 4 years later, is that even after that, the PSEA, the largest teachers union in the state, insisted on getting the pension credits back for its teachers, even though they had not been working in the school. Our clients intervened in that action to keep them from doing that. And after 4 years of nearly 4 years of fighting over it, the teachers union has finally relented and agreed, instead of getting taxpayers to foot the bill for these folks' pension, they would purchase annuities to make their own officials whole, which is exactly what should have been happening from the beginning.
Going back, however, you had this practice taking place for many, many years. Was part of this any sort of reimbursement to school districts for past practice, or was this from a set date going forward?
This is from a set date going forward. And, you know, Allentown is the school district is not doing well. It is one of the most poorly performing school districts in the country. So I do think it's fair to question whether the union really cares about that. Our clients have fought long and hard for the victories that they've gotten, but the union ultimately is still responsible for the damage it's caused.
To your knowledge, is this practice now ending, hopefully, of ghost teachers, is that limited to Pennsylvania, or is this something that has occurred in other states around the country?
No, it's definitely happening, Loman, across the country. In fact, there's a case now at the New Jersey Supreme Court, so just over the border, where New Jersey Supreme Court is considering whether to affirm or to reverse a lower court holding that a similar practice, ghost teaching, is contrary to public policy.
our friend Mark Janus, who in a landmark Supreme Court case a couple of years ago got the Supreme Court to reaffirm the right that individuals can be employed by a government, a public sector labor union, not be forced to pay union dues or other any other types of payment to them. Mark is back before the Supreme Court. Can you tell us what the next step is here?
After his case, you're right, landmark case in 2018, the United States Supreme Court sent the case back down to the lower courts. Mark Janus had one remaining issue that the lower courts needed to address. So the U.S. Supreme Court has said that charging non-members of unions a fee simply to keep their public employment is unconstitutional. Well, he's paid those fees for years. So is he entitled to a return of those monies? And now let me back up a little. Typically, a United States Supreme Court ruling on the Constitution is retroactive, entitling someone who's gotten a ruling from the Supreme Court or who is affected by the Supreme Court's ruling to go back to court and to get at least money or damages back to the statute of limitations. That's what Mark Janus wanted to do. But the problem is the lower courts have largely treated a union argument that it was acting in good faith as an exception to this general rule of retroactivity. So Mark goes back to claim that money, and the union says, whoa, hold on. We were just following what the U.S. Supreme Court told us to do before Janus. And they make a strong point, at least a strong logical point. The U.S. Supreme Court, Janus actually reversed existing U.S. Supreme Court precedent that dated back to the late 70s. The question for the U.S. Supreme Court is, was Janus retroactive, and is there any such thing in this context as a good faith defense from having to pay money that was unconstitutionally, no question, unconstitutionally taken from someone?
Here in Pennsylvania, of course, Janus ruling applies nationwide. I know you've been involved here in Pennsylvania in a number of lawsuits where unions have not afforded their members their Janus rights. How is that fight going? Are there still ongoing skirmishes over this, or have the labor unions finally accepted the ruling?
No, there are plenty of ongoing skirmishes. One of those skirmishes, we've sort of taken center stage, and we've got a case up at the Third Circuit for a teacher and some of his other teacher friends named Greg Hartnett. The issue is, so unlike Mark Janus, who was the subject of the Supreme Court case back in 2018, no one has told the lower courts the extent to which Janus applies in any given state. So a lot of unions have taken it for granted that, sure, they can't collect fair share fees anymore. A lot of public employees have assumed that Janus, which was an Illinois case, also applies in their particular state. But it's not a given. What our clients have found is that the PSEA, again, the largest teachers union in the state, is still negotiating for contract provisions that allow them to take fair share fees, basically in violation of Janus. So the case at the Third Circuit is to definitively say, and to stop this kind of behavior, definitively say that fair share fees may no longer be taken in Pennsylvania and that the statute authorizing that is unconstitutional under Janus.
Again, we have been talking with David Osborne, the president and general counsel at the Fairness Center. And David, tell us a bit about the Fairness Center, what you do, and where we can find you on the web.
Yeah, the Fairness Center provides free legal representation to those who've been hurt by public sector union officials. It typically means that we're filing lawsuits for people, but we also help them without filing a lawsuit. So if any of your listeners have some issues, again, if they're hurt by public sector union officials, please encourage them to visit our website, fairnesscenter.org.
David Osborne of the Fairness Center. David, thank you for being here.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.